This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about who we are in Christ, who we are in Christ. Far too often our identification is with natural things, with physical things. But the Bible says our life is hid in Christ. The Bible says we're to set our affections on things above. Our life is hid in Christ. Well, how are you going to find your life then? So what you're living is not the fullness of life. Jesus said, I came to give you life, his life, and to give it to you more abundantly. So we're talking this week about who we are in Christ, because we need to tell ourselves, we need to educate ourselves so that we can become that. You know, you go to school, trade school, college, or you get a job to learn how to do that job so that you can be something. And when you learn it, then you're proficient at it. Well, we will never be what we're supposed to be for God until we find out who we are in Christ. So that this week we're talking about who we are in Christ. You know, the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. It says this is the victory that overcomes the world. But faith has to speak, or it isn't faith. Faith speaks. So we need to meditate upon this more sure word of prophecy so that our testimony will be right and overcoming. We have said those words that John Osteen popularized, I am what the Bible says I am. So I'm going to just give you some things that the Bible says that I am, and we're not going to dwell on any of them because I do have something I want to dwell on, but I want to just give you a list of I ams, and I'm not even going to read all of them that I have written down here. But the first one I want to mention is the Bible says I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And then it says, I'm redeemed by the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You know, but a lot of people do not know that redemption is only in Christ Jesus. There's lots of people who have been taught that redemption is in some organization, some church, some this or some that. But redemption is only in Christ Jesus. Everything else is a counterfeit. Amen? So I'm going to very quickly read some of these things and then make some comments in total. The Bible says, I'm complete in Him. I'm alive with Christ. I'm free from the law of sin and death. I'm holy and without blame before Him in love. I have the mind of Christ. I've been justified. I have peace with God. I have the greater one living in me. I've received the gift of righteousness. I've been given power over all the power of the enemy. I have no lack, for God supplies all of my needs. I'm a child of God. I'm God's workmanship. I have a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm a spirit being alive unto God. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm a partaker of His divine nature. I'm part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the light of the world. I'm the salt of the earth. I'm forgiven. All my sins are washed in the blood. I'm delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm raised up with Christ and seated with Him in heavenly places. Those are all true statements that we would do well to give ourselves to meditate on them so that we would know who we are. You know, one of the first things they teach you in the army is that you're in the army and you're not in the world anymore.
You're not out there. You all know they sing songs when they march, but a lot of those songs are that you're not out there. You're different. And they stress that. Why? Because they have a purpose. God has a purpose in us knowing who we are. And then the Bible says what we have. And I'm just going to give you quickly some things that we have. The Bible says we have received mercy. We have received grace. We have received the atonement. I'm just going to read you here a group of things that the Bible says that we have. These are from John Osteen, and they're not in any particular order of importance. They're simply in the order of from the book of Romans through to the book of Revelations. And I'm not even going to read them all, but just read some of them to you. Beginning in Romans 5:17, I reign in life. I walk in the newness of life. In Jesus, I'm alive with God. In Jesus, I bring forth fruits unto God. In Jesus, I have no condemnation. In Jesus, I've been made free from the law of sin and death. In Jesus, I live by the Spirit of life. In Jesus, I'm a child of God. In Jesus, I'm an heir of God. In Jesus, I'm a joint heir with Christ. In Jesus, I freely receive all things from God. In Jesus, I'm more than a conqueror. In Jesus, nothing can separate me from the love of God. In Jesus, I'm sanctified. In Jesus, I'm enriched in all knowledge. In Jesus, I have wisdom. In Jesus, I have righteousness. I have sanctification. I have redemption. In Jesus, I have victory over death. In Jesus, all the promises of God are yes and amen to me. In Jesus, I'm established. In Jesus, I'm anointed. In Jesus, I always triumph. In Jesus, I was chosen before the foundation of the world. In Jesus, I'm accepted of God. In Jesus, I have the life of God. In Jesus, I sit in heavenly places. In Jesus, I've been translated into the kingdom of God. In Jesus, I'm made complete and perfect. In Jesus, my life is hid in Him with God. In Jesus, I've attained salvation with eternal glory. In Jesus, I'm saved to the uttermost. In Jesus, I have a living hope. In Jesus, I have joy unspeakable. In Jesus, I have fellowship with all believers. In Jesus, God dwells in me. In Jesus, I have no fear. In Jesus, I've overcome the world. And I skipped a lot of those, but I just want to give you an idea. Those are all important. You know, there's a promise of God for any need you have in life. And if you want faith to receive that promise, and you need to build that faith in order to receive it, or in order to walk in it, then you need to meditate and you need to confess those things, because, you know, Romans 12 says that we will prove the good, the perfect, and acceptable will of God after we renew our minds. So there's more than just salvation. I've been in this camp that stresses confession for over 30 years, and I will say this, that there are many in this camp that stress confession more than others. And there are many confessions concerning, and I'll just list you some of the things that you can find books and pamphlets and sermons and postings on the internet of confessions from the Word of God, the more sure word of prophecy, on how to have a good marriage, confessions for your children, confessions for depression, confessions to overcome fear, confessions to get a job, confessions for favor with man, confessions for church growth, confessions of who I am, confessions of what I have, confessions concerning what I can do, confessions concerning what God will do for me, confessions concerning the government, the nation, and society. And all the promises of God are yes, but there's two areas where there are vastly more confessions than any other areas. One is in the area of healing, and it's important. You know, Charles Capps wrote a little book, a little thing called Gospels, and Charles Capps majored in, one of the things he majored in was, you know, Charles Capps has gone on to be with the Lord, was health and healing. And that's very important if you need health and healing. And we all do. And then if there's 10,000 confessions on healing, there's 10 million on money, on prosperity. And that has been a major emphasis. But let me remind you, most of those things Jesus never confessed. I said, let me remind you, most of those things Jesus never confessed. Now, they do have a place in our life. And if you need healing, you need to confess healing scriptures. You need to get them built in. But you see, all these things are for a purpose. If you need prosperity, you need to meditate on prosperity scriptures. And because we don't know who we are, we should confess who we are. Because we don't know what we have, we should confess who we have. Because we don't know what we can do, we should confess what we can do. And because we don't know what God will do, we should confess what God will do. But we cannot stop there. You know, I went through basic training in the Army. Everybody did. And then after basic training, you go to advanced individual training. I went to advanced infantry training. They had a purpose. Well, God has a purpose for us. I have recently had a increased revelation, light, you might say, of the importance of meditation and confession. It's important. But I've also had a conviction that the body of Christ has not fully confessed the right things.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Our desire is to do the will of God and to help the body of Christ mature. Our healing school is Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We just run 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We don't have any music. We just tell you what the Bible says about healing so that you will have faith to be healed. You see, you were never saved until you had faith to be saved, and you never had faith to be saved until you heard. Well, you will not be healed until you have faith to be healed, and you will not have faith to be healed until you hear. So Thursday nights at 7 p.m., you will not be sorry, and you will find out that God wants to heal you. Also, let me announce that coming up in May 3, 4, and 5, Brother Randy Greer will be here. Many of you have come out in the past when he's been here, and he is a man of God and that loves people and takes a bold stand for God. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can check us out online, learn more about us. You can also email us from that website. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.